Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. here at WUVS 103.7 The Beat. At 2 o'clock, you know what we do. This is Community Focus. I am your co-host of the program, Melvin Burns. As you know, my friend and brother, Gregory T., has been out and recovering. And so, again, we, as always, we wish him well and hope to see him return soon. Let's jump in with the weather for this week. All right, weather. Today, we have a low of 5 and a high of 24. And I'm sure you felt every bit of that. It was a low of minus 4 and a high of 16. Look at the wrong city. Tomorrow on Saturday, the last day of January, expected to be sunny. The low of 7, a high of 22. On Sunday, it will be cloudy, a low of 2 degree, high of 26. On Monday, a 40 degree chance of precipitation, low of 21, high of 27. On Tuesday, cloudy, a low of 11, high of 25. Wednesday, low of 6, high of 25. And next Thursday, again, a 40% chance of precipitation, a low of 12. And a high of 28 degrees. I do want to let you know that we will be cutting the show a little bit short today. We have a couple of things we have to get to. Before I jump in with my first guest, I want to give a shout out, condolences to the Pierce Webster family. I'll be attending a service later this afternoon for one of my former classmates, Teresa Ann Pierce. Again, my prayer and condolences out to the family. I usually give you my five list. I'm going to hold off on that today so we can get to our first guest. Would you join me in welcoming to the program our first guest for the day? Good afternoon. Okay, I can. No sound. Oh, that might be. Let's see.
That was me.
Okay. Oh, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you today?
I'm doing well. Terry, would you introduce yourself to our guest?
Sure, my name is Terry.
Oh. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, sure, my name is Terry, and I am the writer, director, producer of Host Productions.
Okay, and I believe Host Production has an event coming up that we want to talk about today.
Yes, yes, indeed. We're excited.
Yes, tell us about the event.
Yeah, so we have a stage play coming up right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's going to be at the Civic Theater downtown Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. Only Civic Theater downtown. So, yeah, we're going to be there with the stage play Ain't Nothing Like Family.
Okay, good. And when will that take place?
That will take place on February 7th, so Saturday, February 7th.
Okay.
That's the doors will open at 6 p.m. The theater, the show will start at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're excited. We're ready to get some people out so they can get their laugh on.
Okay. If we don't want to give away the whole thing, but tell us a little bit about Ain't Nothing Like Family.
Okay. So I'll give you a little snapshot. You're right. We don't want to give away too much.
Right.
But it's a family, right? It's a family that uses their faith to get through troubled times. You know, we got a lot of troubled times going on in the world right now.
Yes.
Rather big or small.
Uh-huh.
But it's a family that shows what it's like to get through troubled times and to use your faith to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the midst of that, there's a lot of laughter that will probably have you laughing. Now, I ain't going to say probably. It will have you laughing out of your seat. It's one of them tear-jerking laughs, okay? So, we're excited.
Okay. And as far as the cast for the play, is the cast local, West Michigan?
Yes, good question. So a lot of our casts are local. We do bring in casts from other states that come in. That's a part of the show. But most of the cast for this upcoming show at the Civic is going to be local talent. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Awesome. Awesome. And for people that may not know, why don't you tell people a little bit about a broader picture of Host Productions?
Okay, so Host Productions, we're a community theater, and, you know, what we do is we encourage and inspire people through the arts.
Uh-huh.
We get a lot of our youth involved because we're big, big on helping our youth be productive in society. So if you know that, you know, you want to get involved and you're watching this broadcast right now, we love to get our youth in the community involved. And so that's what we do. We reach people through the arts. That's what we do. We make people laugh. We bring laughter. We bring hope. And we inspire people. That's what Host Productions is all about.
Okay. And there's some other events that you've sponsored in the past that people might recognize?
We've sponsored other events, which is other stage plays throughout the city of Grand Rapids. Okay. So a lot of people are familiar with us, but then there's a lot of people that say, man, we've never been to one of your stage plays, and we'd like to have them come out and just really bring your family, bring your friends. And it's family friendly. That means that you don't have to worry about foul language or any of that. You can bring your kids. You can bring, look, we encourage date nights. We like to come out and drive, do dinner and a play, but it's family friendly. So the whole family can come out and just really have a good time.
Good. You know, I ask everybody the same question that hosts events and sponsors events. At the end of the night, you know, a lot of work goes into this, I know. And after it's all over with and you're sitting back, what says to you this was a success? This was a successful event.
Oh, wow. That's a very, very good question. I would have to say our response from the audience.
Okay.
And the show up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when people show up, we want them to have a good time. So I believe that response from the audience, and the feedback we get from the audience that just says, you know, when is the next show? When is the next play? Where are you going to be at? That tells us that we did our part. So I would just say that response from the audience, even during the show, the response from the audience tells us a lot about how we're doing on stage. Yeah. So. Yeah.
That is kind of neat thing about a live performance is you kind of get some immediate feedback, don't you?
Yeah, we do. It's live theater, right?
Yes, so yes.
You get immediate response. And, anything could happen. It's live, right?
Yes.
We like to get our audience involved when we're doing our stage plays. And so, you know, we like their involvement. The scenes are going on, you know, and when I say that, I mean their energy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it really helps. Yeah. Yes.
So now founder of the Host Productions, do you have a role in the play or directing or?
Wow. You asked us some real good questions. Yeah, I do. Not only am I the writer, director, and producer of Host Productions, but I'm an actor too.
I almost guessed that.
So that's a good thing.
Yes.
But yeah, so I do a lot of the acting, but there's many roles that I don't play.
Yes.
But I do wear a lot of hats.
Sure.
Being the director and the founder. So, I play a lot of roles, but I have a good team. I have a really good team, you know.
Yes.
I have a wonderful husband that's a big part of what we do, and that's over the music department.
People
know when you come out, you're going to experience a live band, okay?
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have a live band and a vocalist professional, okay, that's going to sing and really touch your heart.
Yes.
Really touch your heart. Along with our youth and, you know, a fabulous cast of people. We have a wonderful, wonderful cast. We're excited.
Yes. And knowing a little bit about, you know, us trying to keep civic theater alive in communities, are there any particular sponsors you want to give a shout out today while we have the airways?
We do have a few sponsors. I'd like to give a shout out to DeVries Jewelry, who is sponsors and a big part of what we do, as well as the brands, just the family of brands, Steakhouse.
Yes.
They're a big part of what we do, and they help sponsor a lot of our events as well. So, yeah.
Yes. Being in theater, and I know you see this, and again, I'm not an actor, but again, I'm a good audience member. But Just talk a little bit about, because communities struggle with civic theater, local productions. Just give a little plug or shout out to the value they have in our communities.
Okay, reword that again. Say that again.
The value that community theater, civic productions have in our local communities.
Oh, wow. Oh, again, you're asking very good questions. I would have to say, you know, being the owner of a production company myself, I would say just a big involvement, especially when it comes to community. Mm-hmm. You know, and just getting the community out and giving them something to do, something positive, something that's impactful, you know, especially when it comes to our youth. You know, like I said, we're big on youth and getting them involved and helping them to be productive in society, which helps with less negativity in our society. Okay. Because we got a lot of youth that's on the wrong path. And one of our big emphasis is to get them on the right path. And we're doing it through the arts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Through the arts. We're giving them hope, letting them know you have a voice. You're important too. Right.
Yes.
And so that's what we're doing through the arts with our youth. But, you know, theater has a very big impact with the community, with, you know, also with just getting people out, getting them out of the house. You know, we just, you know, went through a pandemic a while back here, and, you know, just being able to get out and get dressed and, you know, just do something fun. You know, it's just a big deal. It's a big deal to people. People are looking for stuff to do.
Yes. Yes.
And they're looking to get involved.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah.
Yes. Folks, we're talking about a stage play, Ain't Nothing Like Family, by Host Productions. That's going to take place at the Grand Rapids Civic Theater, 30 Division Avenue in Grand Rapids, on February the 7th at 7 p.m. For information, you can call 616-432-7456 or purchase.grct.org/events. So we want folks to come out. It's Black History Month. It's a time that hopefully the weather's going to start cooperating a little better.
Yes.
But a chance to get out and have a good time and enjoy some live theater. And if you're out there and you're used to going to movie theater, sit at home behind your big screen, there's still nothing like getting out and watching a live performance. It's just such a great experience.
It really is.
Well, Terry, we want to wish you much success. Hey, make sure you check back with us anytime you have a future productions. We want to make sure we get the word out to people. I'm going to give you a chance, give the final invitation to folks to come out on the 7th.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. We just want to invite everybody out on Saturday, February 7th to the Civic Theater, downtown Grand Rapids. Very nice theater. We want to invite you out to come out and have some laughs, bring your family, bring your friends, bring your spouse, make it a date night, make it a dinner and a play night, bring the young people out. Just come out and hang out with us and get some good laughs and be inspired. Be inspired, okay? We also want to let you know that you can go like our Host Productions page, Facebook Host Productions page. That will help you to keep up with any other plays that we have coming up, because we do have more coming up this year. And this is part one. We will have part two coming up in June. Part two will be coming out. And then they can also, I heard you mention the GRCT site to go get tickets, but they can also go to hostproductions.org.
Okay.
Productions.org to purchase tickets there as well. But we are so grateful for all the support, and we look forward to you guys coming out and supporting our local talent, supporting our youth, and just supporting what we do in the community. We really appreciate it.
All right, Ms. Terry, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the best. Break a leg on the 7th, and it's nice meeting you. We look forward to talking to you again in the future, okay?
Yes, very nice meeting you too, and thanks again for having us on.
You're more than welcome. Folks, we're going to take a brief break, and then we'll be back with our next guest today. Good afternoon, Nancy.
Hey, good to see you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you? Staying warm?
Yes, I'm doing my best. You know, my wife's from South Carolina. She's understanding. That's our Michigan greeting for a couple of months.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Well, it's so good to have you on the program today. I want to just tell people about Northern Initiatives.
Well, actually, what we want to talk about is our Business Equity Initiative Fund, okay. which is administered through Northern Initiatives.
Okay.
But it's really not a Northern Initiatives. What can I say? They're a partner, okay?
I follow you. Yeah.
So
let's quickly tell people about Northern Initiatives, then let's talk about the Business Equity Fund.
Okay. So the Business Equity Initiative Fund was started almost 5 years ago now. We're going into our fifth grant cycle, and that's why I wanted to meet with you here today, because I want to get the word out there that the application is going to be open starting February 1st through the month of February. So February 1st through the 28th, mm-hmm. The fund will be open for applications. But how this got started was, well, it's almost, like I say, 5 years ago, there was a group of us that had been doing a lot of reading mm-hmm. and trying to educate ourselves about the inequities that exist in our society and our community and so forth. And we had just finished reading the book, The Sum of Us.
Okay.
And what racism, you know, does to hurt everyone and how we can prosper together.
Yes.
And that really moved us to say, you know, yeah, it's good to educate yourself, but what are you going to do about it? Is there mm-hmm. anything we can do to make life a little better
yes.
for the folks in our own community? And we met with a lot of different folks, and it really came to us that access to capital is very difficult for most people, but particularly for women, and especially for women of color.
Okay.
That there's many inequities in the systems. And so we thought, well, what can we do? Some small step perhaps to, mm-hmm. you know, to help people's lives and to help with their businesses. So we designed this grant program. And so okay. what we do is offer between $1,000 and $5,000 to mm-hmm. the applicants for their businesses, and they have to be residents of Muskegon County, and their business has to be in Muskegon County.
Okay.
They have to be registered as a business and operational for between 1 and 5 years. We did the 5 years. You know, they usually say
okay.
3 years is the point where you either sink or swim, but because of COVID, which
yeah.
was not kind to many businesses. We just
yeah,
felt like
not.
We needed to keep that open, a little bit more open.
And yes.
so they, and also we like them to be low to moderate income. So,
mm-hmm.
so
okay.
yeah, so we started that.
Awesome.
We put
okay.
the initial money in, and then we've had many, many community members donating funds to the mm-hmm. Business Equity Initiative Fund. We've raised a little over $250,000, a little over $250,000 so far.
Awesome.
And we've given away $140,000 to 35 mm-hmm. different businesses over the last
awesome.
4 years.
Awesome.
So,
without putting you on yeah. the spot too much, maybe you could name some of the businesses that have received some of those funds in the past.
Yeah, let me see if I can remember some of the names.
Apologies to anybody we might leave out, but just to
yeah,
give people kind of an
yeah,
idea.
we gave funds to, let's see here, Letaja Kase, the mm-hmm. Child Care Learning Center.
Mm-hmm.
We gave money to Destiny Keener Sargent, who has a food truck and catering business.
Mm-hmm.
There have been several food-related businesses that we've funded. We've done a couple of local organic farms and some professional services, Henrietta Hadley's Infinite Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a resume writing business, DeAndre Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just been a variety of different kinds of businesses, and they
yes,
can use
yes.
the money for anything, really, for rent, for utilities, for equipment, for marketing,
mm-hmm.
whatever they really need to bolster their business. And
yeah.
many people have, you know, wanted to do better with their websites and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And so that's
yeah.
really helped them to get more customers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And some have just been able, you know, had to buy equipment, buy a new computer system, something like that. I know in Destiny's case, they had this fire suppression system that they had to put into their thing. And, you know, and those are very expensive.
Yes.
$5,000 was kind of a drop in the bucket, but at least it was a little bit of a help, you know.
Oh, sure, sure. You know, it's kind of neat, as even as you read those names, or, you know, a lot of my people I know in the community have known for a long time to, you know,
Awesome,
even knowing when they started
awesome
their business.
Folks.
So it's kind of just nice to hear you rattle off names and go, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So applying for the grant, you know, is it something they need professional help to write or?
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. Really, the application should only take them about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
We've tried to keep it as simple as possible.
Okay.
You know, they have to get through the initial screens. Like if they're not in Muskegon County, it automatically will kick them out.
Mm-hmm.
So once they get past that screening process, then they go through the regular application process. And as I said, Northern Initiatives is the organization that hosts that website for us and the application process. And they do some of the initial screening. And then they give us a list of folks who sort of rise to the top. And then we have a professional selection committee that, again, looks at that, looks at some of their narratives, you know, because we... Northern Initiatives doesn't know any of these folks, okay?
Sure.
Because they don't. The only person that is in Muskegon is Kaylin Kelly, and she's the contact person for the application process. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, they're looking at them blind. They don't know the business. They don't know where it is or who it is or whatever. So we thought it was important for a group of Muskegon folks to then look at that list of people and say, oh, yeah, you know, I know that's so-and-so. And they're located here or there or whatever.
Okay. So let's tell people how they can apply.
So you just need to go to the, did you happen to get my flyer ahead of time? I sent it to Janae. Okay. So the flyer actually has the, on the bottom, it's actually, you know, the https://bit.ly/BEI fund.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, that'll take you right to the application.
Okay.
But if they just go to northerninitiatives.com, they can also access it that way. There'll be a page that says BEI fund.
Awesome. So, let me ask you, you know, you said this is the fifth year that you'll be able to award these grants?
Yep.
Okay. Looking back, you know, you talk about starting with this idea of, you know, we see an issue here, then be able to raise funds. Going into the fifth year, how satisfying has it been for you all to see even some of the businesses that you've been able to help and they're still sustainable and be able to use those dollars to really help advance or keep their businesses going?
Right. I think it's been very gratifying to just be able to, you know, give a little bit of help. I mean, it's sort of a drop in the bucket, but you know, every stone thrown in the water does have ripple effects. So, and we've really been encouraged by how many people in the community believe in this and want to support it.
Yes.
And so our goal is to raise $1 million over the next 4 years so that the fund is endowed permanently.
Awesome.
So that there will be $40,000 available every year to give away as grants.
Yes.
We just want to keep that in perpetuity.
Sure.
So, so it's a big, hairy, audacious goal, but you know, we're making good progress, I think, and we're gonna hang in there and keep at it until we can do it.
Yes, awesome. So I mean, again, you know, you talk about raising, you know, $250,000. So obviously, so people are getting the message or seeing this is an important contribution to make to the community. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's so many great ideas out there. It's been amazing to us, you know, to see the variety of different businesses.
Yeah.
And the creativity of people is just awesome. I mean,
yeah,
we've really been surprised by some of the things that we didn't even know existed.
Was that a business? I didn't know.
And some of the folks, you know, are still, you know, have to be employed in other jobs just to sort of keep things going.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen good progress with people reporting that they've, you know, that they've increased their revenue or that they've been able to hire another person to help their business. So those are the kinds of things that, you know, we see as really positives for the whole community.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think if you have a restaurant or a food business, your application should be like a big company with your favorite dish or something. I think that would always help the application process.
Right.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, we hope that we're part of helping get the message out throughout the Muskegon community. We do have, we'll get the information up on our site and hopefully help get the word out and get some more great ideas about this tremendous opportunity.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Folks, again, it's Nancy McCarthy from Northern Initials, but we're talking about the
Business Equity Initiative
here in Muskegon County.
Yeah, I'm not with Northern Initials.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I keep looking at the bottom of this. Okay. Yeah. We're not going to mention them again today. Then.
Well, they're pretty important because they do have the application on their site.
I got you. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for joining us today, Nancy. We'll look to talk to you again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. All right, folks. Again, as I said, we are going to wrap up a little early today. Again, as always, we always have some great guests, but I know you've gotten used to my fives. And so I did want to give you my five. My wife's been out of town for 2 weeks. I'm picking her up tomorrow. So I did come up with my five list for when your wife is out of town for 2 weeks, just in case you are preparing for that or planning for that. Number one, I'm going to suggest you do explore the other side of the bed during that 2 week period. You never know what you'll find out. And I'm just talking about, you know, you get to sleep over the full bed. Number two, do not wait till the day she returns to decide to clean up. I strongly advise not doing that. Number three, do have a gift or surprise for your spouse when they return. Number four, do not be late to the airport picking her up. And number five, my wife's been gone for 2 weeks. Do I have to tell you what number five is? All right. We're adults. All right. So that's my five list today. I do want to say this. This is the 30th of January. Listen, we have two more days and then we will be into February, a short month. We have a lot packed into that month. Valentine's Day, President's Day, which is also time for a midwinter break. Also Super Bowl taking place in February. But February is also Black History Month. So let me say this to all the people that say Black History Month should be 365 days a year. Yes, we agree. But I've been looking at your Facebook pages. You haven't been posting Black History 365 days. So there is a month specifically set aside to honor Black history, remember Black history, teach Black history. So we are taking advantage of that month. But whatever you do in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, and January, we're up for those events as well. But we're going to lean into Black History Month now more than ever as we see efforts being taken to hide, eliminate, rewrite our history. So we want to lean into Black history this month. And let's remember, again, Black history does not start in 1619, but our Black history extends back centuries. It's a chance to learn, a chance to expand our minds. I hope to see you out at the many Black History Month events around our community. My final thought, I'm rambling on today, I know. We do interviews here. We call it community focus. We interview all kind of business people. We interview political candidates. Earlier today, a journalist, Don Lemon, was detained. Now, I don't care where you, what you think about him at all, but we're supposed to be a country where the press is free to report. There are certain things that we ought to pay attention to. We've given journalists in this country liberty to report stories. Imagine, you know, if we had all the stories going back to 60 Minutes and the Tom Brokaws and the Walter Cronkites who've done stories in investigative journalism. They've been free to do that. They've been free to tell us stories and go behind enemy lines. They've been in communist countries and secret facilities. And we've been enlightened and moved forward by them being dogged about the stories they pursue. We ought to be concerned. We ought to pay attention. If you take your camera and event and you pull it out, you become a reporter of events. You become part of social media. You are part of the story. And so we don't want to be ho-hum about other people's freedoms without thinking that eventually they infringe upon our own. So pay attention to what's taking place. Pay attention to the charges and the defense as well. This is not a minor thing. Again, this is Community Focus. To my brother, Gregory T., continue to get well, brother. We hope to have you back in the studio soon. To all of the family here at 103.7 The Beat, to help make a Community Focus happen. I appreciate all you guys. We'll look forward to seeing you all next Friday, the first Friday of February, and we will be full into Black History Month. This is Melvin Burns. Be blessed.